Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albie Lopez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Parent. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga bunts towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Kirby moves to second. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Kirby scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. Espinoza moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kirby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parent hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball towards right. Kirby catches it and throws to home to double up Anderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Segui moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Segui moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parent is 0-for-1 in the game. Parent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Furman applying the tag. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Berga moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Segui is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Segui bunts towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hewlett is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parent is 0-2 in the game. Parent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to home to get Ripken. Hewlett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 0-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Espinoza is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin is 0-2 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kirby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Bell reaches second base with a double. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza juggles the ball. That's an error on Espinoza. Ripken moves to third. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Jack Voigt pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Voigt hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Segui moves to second. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parent is 0-for-3 in the game. Parent hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Howard reaches second base with a double. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Greg Olson now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jefferson takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's Indians, 6, Orioles, 6. Jeff Treadway pinch runs for Reggie Jefferson. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Treadway moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton is walked intentionally. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to home to get Treadway. Alomar moves to third. Lofton moves to second. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Jeff Treadway now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Segui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Voit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voit strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parent is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Treadway hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McLemore moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.